I'm doing a family series. We always do it from Mother's Day to Father's Day. I always have one message about finances. The number one thing that destroys families is money. Number one. It's ahead of adultery, infidelity, all this kind of stuff. Number one thing that destroys families, why marriages break down, say it with me, it's what? Money. Finances. How many, be honest, come on, we're in church, let's be honest here. How many you and your husband have actually had a fight? I mean, you know, it wasn't a fist fight, not necessarily, but I mean, you had a fight in your house over money. Can I see your hand? All right. That's what I'm talking about. If I ask other questions, only a third of those hands would go up. It's something that we get frustrated over. Amen? Some more than others. All right? So let's talk about finances in this crazy family. Let's learn today. Wouldn't you like to learn something from the Bible? How that you could do your finances better? Amen? Say, wouldn't you like to have more at the end of the month than when you started, when you usually have? I mean, let's talk about it today, but let's don't pull the TV preacher junk. I didn't hear from God, if you give us $1,000, you're going to get all this. I didn't hear anything like that. That's bull. I heard nothing. Amen? I read the Bible. I sat down in my lower downstairs. I never write messages there. I sat down there, right in that basement, right past the garage there, and I was amazed just taking my Bible, looking at Jacob, how the Lord spoke to me this week. I was just amazed. I was like, this is incredible! Right from the Bible! So let's share it with you today. See what the Lord showed us from His Word. Y'all ready? Say, don't you want to hear something from the Bible, not just from a kooky preacher? Let's hear something from the Word. Here we go. Today's title is, say it with me, Crazy Finances. Wouldn't you like to have some crazy finances and it not be a bad thing? It's usually, I got my crazy finances. No, I'm talking about crazy good. Crazy finances. Let's look at it. Wouldn't you say that's how God has blessed Fellowship Church? Wouldn't you just have to say that? Say that God has blessed His church crazy financially. He's just blessed us, hasn't He? He has. And not one person did it. Not one person rolled up and wrote us a check. God has just blessed us here in a lot of ways. And so let's learn from the Word today. Right out the gate, James 1:17, we are going to go back to Genesis. Every good and every perfect gift is from above. It comes down from the Father of lights, in whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Simple English. Every good and perfect gift comes from where? Above. Okay, keep that verse in mind. Here's the way it works. God, your blessings come from where? Him. Always. Look at it. Pop it again. God, where your blessings come from? God. That's what the Word of God teaches over and over and over and over again. And as you start following Jesus Christ in your faith, you're going to find out, well, shazam, if the Bible ain't true after all. Amen? So keep that thought in mind. Keep looking. Any blessing I have comes from God. Say it with me. Any blessing I have comes from God. Come on, roll it. This is the premise, foundation, starting point, bottom line to crazy finances. Any blessing I have comes from who? That. If you want to have crazy finances, that has to be your bottom line. That has to be the bedrock of your thinking. Y'all understand where I'm coming from? Not everybody thinks like that, and in this room, most people probably don't. If you want some crazy finances, let's work on that. Think about any blessing in your life. Think about any blessing right now in your life. Think of one. Think of a blessing. Here we go. You're thinking of something good in your life. Think of something. I've got this good in my life. There, maybe this ain't good. Don't think about that. Think about something good in your life. Guess who gave you that? God. I don't care what it is. Yeah, He's pointing to there you go. Anything good in my life, God gave it to me. Amen? Y'all listening so far? This ain't the message. We can't preach the message unless I can get off of this. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? Can't go on with the message till you got what I said. Got it? You need Scripture? I could Scripture you to death all day long on this stuff. Every good and perfect gift comes down from above. That's plenty for you right there. Come on, here we go. So now, let's go back to Genesis. We're going to go back to this crazy family. I left them for a minute or two, but now we're back with them. They've got problems. Now, last week, Jacob, remember? Remember what happened to old crazy Jacob? We ain't got time to preach that message again. He found a wife, got another wife, switcheroonie, all that kind of stuff happened. Remember last week? Well, today's message, we're going to back up before that happened. Okay? You remember a couple of weeks ago, the tricky thing that happened where Mama said, dress up, Jacob, go in, fool your daddy, get the blessing. Well, guess what happened out of that? Esau got ticked off. Esau's mad, and Jacob flees. Let's look at the Scripture. Pop it up. Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father had blessed him. Esau said in his heart, the days of mourning for my father are at hand, because they thought he's going to die, remember? Then I will kill my brother. Sucker. And these words of Esau, her elder son, were told to Rebekah. And she sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said unto him, behold, your brother Esau, as touching thee, doth comfort himself, proposing to kill you. That's a weird way to say all that. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice, arise, get out of Dodge. Amen? Go to Laban, my brother in Haran. Tarry with him a few days. Are you kidding? It sure didn't turn out that way, did it? Until your brother's fury is turned away. Until your brother's anger is turned away from you and he forget that which thou hast done to him. Isn't that interesting? Didn't she help him do it to him? Say. And then I'll send you and fetch you, and why should I be deprived of both of you in one day? Alright? So, Jacob flees. Why did Jacob leave the family? Somebody tell me. Because Esau was what? Angry. Don't kill him. Amen? So, let's keep moving with the story. So Jacob is leaving. He's now traveling. He hadn't seen Rachel and the Leah and all that happen. It hadn't happened yet. And he has this dream. Say it with me. Jacob had a dream. Now we're talking about crazy finances. You really got to listen if you want to get it. Jacob went out from Beersheba. He went towards Haran. He lighted upon a certain place. He tarried there all night because the sun was set. He took the stones of that place and he put them for his what? Oh, man, that hurts. He lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed. How many have ever heard of Jacob's ladder before? Can I see your hand? We fixing to see it. And behold, a ladder in his dream was set up. There's a ladder. It's set up on the earth, and the top of it reached up into the heavens. And behold, the angels of God were coming down and up and down this ladder as he was dreaming his dream. You ever had a crazy dream? That's a crazy dream. I've had crazy dreams in that. Behold, the Lord stood above and said in his dream, I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father. I'm the God of Isaac. The land whereon you lie, I will give it to you and to your seed. Your seed shall be as the dust of the earth. You shall spread abroad to the west, to the east, to the north, to the south. In thee and in your seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with you. I will keep you in all places wherever you go. I will bring you again to this land. I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee about. Amen? So that's his dream. Nice dream, huh? Are y'all all right? I feel better than you feel. Come on. Here we go. Jacob vows to the Lord. Say that with me. Jacob vows to the Lord. This is all before Rachel and all that, okay? Don't worry about that yet. And Jacob awoke out of his sleep. He said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. I don't think Jacob had a relationship with God. I don't think he knew God. If he knew Him, he certainly didn't know Him that well. That's for sure. Okay? And Jacob was afraid. He said, how dreadful is this place? this is none other than the house of God that I'm in right here. And this is the gate of heaven. Man, he knew this was spooky. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. And Jacob rose up early in the morning. He took the stone that he had put for his pillows and he set it up for a what? Pillar. Pillows to pillar. He made a monument to God. He poured oil on the top of it as an offering. He called the name of that place, say it with me, Bethel. But the name of the city was, prior to that, called Luz. Now listen, Jacob vowed a vow. We're learning from the crazy man about how to have crazy finances. But you got to hang in here with me. He said this, he vowed a vow. He said, and he didn't say this as a fleece. This was not a fleece. God had spoken to him. It's sort of out of amazement he says this. He's not dealing, making deals with God. I don't believe it. I believe he's going, wow, if you'll be with me like that, if you'll keep me like you say in the way, if you'll give me bread to eat, if you'll give me clothes to wear, so that when I come again to my Father's house in peace, then you will be my God. I think he's pretty excited about what he's saying. Y'all listening? And this stone which I've set for a pillar shall be God's house. And of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the, say it to me, the tenth unto thee. We're talking about crazy finances. And this isn't the whole message, what I'm going to talk about right now. But it's really important. What's Jacob saying in his vow? Just look at it. If God will be with me, if God will watch over me, if God will give me food to eat, if God will give me clothes to wear, if God will help me return home safely, stop right there, then the Lord will be my God. Let's just look at that. Let me ask you a question. How many can say, that's me up there on that screen? God is with me. You ever feel like God's with you? Sure He is. You ever feel God's watching over you? Say. You feel like when you get something to eat, God give it to you? Hey, how about the clothes on your back? You feel like He gave you those to wear? How about when you go on a trip or you return back and forth from your going? Aren't you thankful that God helped you do that? What I'm saying, this is not scientific math up here on the screen. This is like normal. Jacob didn't say some goofy off-the-wall kind of thing, if you do for me, I'm going to give you a tenth. He said, if you do for me, which is normal, then you're going to be my God. Keep looking. That's what he's saying. And all that you shall give me, I will give you back, say it with me, a what? A tenth. Now look, you don't have to get uneasy because, you know, Pastor Clark's talking about money. Hey, look. It's up to you. If you want to have crazy finances or not, I'm just going to preach a message this morning. I'm going to show you what I saw in the Bible. And I'm just going to share it with you from this man's life. And I'm telling you, if God can bless a tricky, crazy old man like Jacob, I think He can bless you. That's where I'm coming from. Okay? Let's look at it. Let's review. God, you. God blesses you. You give back to Him. Look how big that arrow is coming down from God. You, wow! And my little arrow ain't as big, is it? Look at it. Come on. Wow! And look at my little arrow going back up. Y'all listening or not? Look at that one more time. Wow! You give me all that, I'll give you this. Come on. You give me all that, I'll give you this. Okay? That's what Jacob's saying. Crazy finances. Now, y'all ready? If you got a pen, these will be down. You can the PowerPoint, or I'd write some of this stuff down. I'm telling you right now. Crazy finances. Pop it up. Number one way to have crazy finances. There's going to be five. Number one, investment. Can you say that with me? Investment. Come on, one more time. Investment. What am I talking about? Jacob said, God, if you'll invest in me, I will invest in you. Say that with me. God, if you'll invest in me, I'll invest in... Sounds like a good deal to me, especially when you see that big old arrow and your arrow ain't but that big. Amen? That's what he's saying. I will invest in you because you've invested in me. Keep moving. All that you give me, I will give you back a tenth, which is 10%. You don't need to get all nervous on me here. I'm just telling you what the man said. This is a man that didn't even hardly have a relationship with God. He wasn't that spiritual at all. He just heard all God was going to do for him. And he said, man, if you do all that, I'll give you back a tenth. He's pretty excited about it. Sounds like cheerful giving to me. That's what I'm hearing out of this man. Keep looking. Investment. If you want to have crazy... This is me talking to you. If you want to have crazy finances, you'll need to give the Lord a tenth. My wife taught me that. We were early married. I thought she had lost her mind. I think I said ugly things to her. Did I mention I was in seminary school? She taught me how to do that. Let me see what I got here. I just want to show you how this works. Ray, come on up here, Ray. Ray, here's how it works. Come on, let's tear it up for Ray. Come on, get up for Ray. Come on up, Ray, up here. Come on, Ray, I want you on camera. Here we go, Ray. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do this, Ray. I'm going to give you $10. And what I'd like, Ray, you don't have to do it. I'm giving you the 10. But I'd appreciate one of those back. If you give me one, I'd appreciate it. But it's your money to do with what you want. Okay, thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. God bless you, man. Hey, maybe there'll be more of that coming your way. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, it's not bad. Good job. Good job. Okay? Hey, it pays to come to church. Amen. Come on. If you want to have crazy finances, if you'll be with me and watch over me and give me food to eat and clothes on my back and take me from here to there and get me home safe, I'll give you a tenth of anything that you bless me with. Doesn't sound outlandish to me. Doesn't sound crazy to me. Doesn't sound wild-eyed like some of that mess I hear on Christian TV, does it you? Say, wow. Let's keep moving the story. Number two, if you're going to have crazy finances, what's number one? Say it with me. Investment. You invest in me, God, I'll invest in you. You invest in me, I'll invest in you. Number two, initiative. If you think what I just put on that screen is going to give you crazy finances so far, you've lost your mind. Well, I gave God. I don't understand. Why he ain't blessed me? It's going to take more than that for you to get crazy finances. Amen? I gave him a tenth. I can't believe it. Why I got a new car or something? It don't work like that. They're lying to you on Christian television. I'm sorry. Excuse me. It's going to take more than that kind of thinking. Okay? Name it, claim it, blab it, have it. Don't work. I'm telling you that right now. Here we go. Number two for crazy finances. Initiative. Could you say that word with me? Initiative. It's one of my favorite words. Come on. Initiative. What does it mean? We're going to let the Bible tell us from the story that Jacob's going to tell you. I could give you a definition, but I thought, let me just find out in the Bible what it says right here. Here's what we came up with. Then Jacob went on his journey. He came to the land of the people of the east. We saw this last week. He looked, and behold, there was a well in the field. He hadn't met Rachel yet. She's coming here in a little bit. And lo, there were flocks of sheep lying by the well. For out of that well they watered the flocks, and a great stone was upon the well's mouth. So they all laying around there, can't get nothing to drink. The livestock, because there's a big old rock on the well. And Jacob, he don't even know these people. Verse 7, he says, lo, it's high day. It is hot, fool. Neither is it time the cattle should be gathered together. What are the sheep? Go and feed them. I've never seen a guy, don't know anybody out there, and he already takes over and runs the joint. And they said, we cannot. Until all the flocks be gathered together, till they roll the stone from the well's mouth, then we will water the sheep. And while he yet spoke with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep. And she kept them. And he thought, who's that? And it came to pass when Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, and the sheep of Laban, his mother's brother, that Jacob went near, say it with me, and rolled the stone from the well's mouth, and he watered the flock of Laban's mother's brother. All right? What's the point? We're learning what initiative is. Did Jacob just say, I'm going to give you a tenth, and that was the end of it? Oh, no. He had initiative. Look at it. He went, say it with me, himself, and rolled the stone away from the mouth of the well. Initiative. Do it yourself. Let's keep learning. We're not done with initiative yet. And Laban said to Jacob, now the story, he's been there about a month. He said, you're my brother. Should you serve me for nothing? Tell me, what should your wages be, Jacob? Say that with me. He what? Showed himself to be a what? Worker. He'd been doing this for a month. It's funny how we do things today. We negotiate before we do jack squat on the job. What? I got my 401k. Do you do this? Do you have this? Well, what about this price? What about this wage? Why am I going to get this? Am I going to get that? You know what the old school did? Here's what they did. You want a job? You start at the end of the line. You learn the way we do it. You show yourself to be faithful. And as you start doing that, guess what? One day you'll run the company maybe. Amen? Say. We got people coming out of the gate right now. Excuse me, I'm going to be ugly. Got people in places of power in our country that are running everything and have never run anything. That's crazy. God help us. You see what I mean? It's crazy. Listen. He showed himself to be a worker. Amen? Say. Don't you feel like a lot of people, I mean, come on. I honestly believe if I'd left that Gulf thing down there up to the people of Louisiana who live along the coast, I don't believe there'd be any oil touching their coast right now. I just don't think there would be. I'm not saying it wouldn't be leaking. It'd still be leaking. But I believe if you'd have turned them rascals loose out there and you'd let them do what they wanted to do and do it the way they've done it, the way they can do things, I don't believe there'd be that. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But I believe a lot of those folks are hardworking folks. They've got a lot of initiative, and they're out there, and they would work their tails off. Amen? But so often it's people over people telling people, now, I don't know. I don't know if this will work. You know why you don't know it worked? Because you ain't ever worked. I know I'm ugly today. Initiative! Let's keep looking at initiative. Jacob loved Rachel and said, I will serve you 7 years for Rachel. That will be my wages for your younger daughter. So, what is initiative? He committed himself. So, wait a minute. He went himself. He showed himself. He committed himself to work for 7 years. Sounds like this man's got initiative, doesn't he? Say, come on. Of course, the big switcheroony happened. The night of the wedding, Leah gets thrown into the tent because Jacob is smoking hubbly bubbly. All right? I didn't say he was perfect, okay? So he wakes up, who's this? And says he's been tricked. And of course, Laban says, fulfill her week and I'll give you also for your service. If you'll serve me yet another 7 years, I'll give you Rachel. And you know what the Bible says? He went in unto Rachel. He loved Rachel more than Leah. And say it with me. He served with him how many more years? A lot of y'all would have said, I quit! I'm done! And you'd have been in the poorhouse. You know what he did? He dedicated himself. So what did I learn from the Bible about initiative in my downstairs? Here's what I learned. What's initiative? I will go. I will show. I will commit. I will dedicate. I will work. Is that what you think of when somebody says initiative? What I think of. Amen? So, investment was number one. Are y'all all right so far? I feel you had a Dave Ramsey talk. Investment and initiative really do work. How do I know? Well, I just know from life. But how do I know from the story? Look at the story. Now we're moving forward. It came to pass, now Rachel has had Joseph. And Jacob goes to Laban and says, send me away that I might go back into my own place, back to my country where I'm from. Now many years had passed. He says, give me my wives and my children for whom I've served thee. Let me go, for thou knowest my service which I have done to thee. And Laban said unto him, I pray thee, if you found favor in my eyes, tarry, stay longer, for I have learned by experience, say it with me, that the Lord has blessed me because of you. Amen? And he said, Laban talking, appoint me your wages, Jacob. Tell me what you should get, and I'll give it to you. And he said unto him, thou knowest how I've served thee, and how the cattle was with me, for it was little which you had before I came here. Remember your daughter just used to keep the little bit y'all used to have? It's now increased into a great multitude. The Lord hath blessed thee since my coming, and now when shall I provide for my own house? Sounds like good common sense, right? Let's keep looking. What's the next word? Increase. So what's our first word? Investment. Second word? Initiative. Third word? Increase. It's funny how that I watch Christian TV sometime, and these crazy people are saying crazy things that ain't in the Bible. This is one of their favorite words they talk about all the time, all the time, all the time, all the time, all the time. But I'm missing that word, initiative. Work. Where is it? I want to tell you something. Investment plus initiative is going to equal increase. Watch what Jacob said. The little you had before I came has increased greatly. That's what the Bible says. The Lord has blessed you wherever I've been. Was that the truth? Yep. And even Laban didn't argue with him. Laban said this, the Lord has blessed me because of you. So there was no argument to be made. So, let's do some math, class. Here we go. Let's do the math. You do the math. Investment. What is that? You bless me, God, and I'll bless you back. A tenth. Plus initiative. What is that? I will go, I will show, I will commit, I will dedicate, I will work. Equals increase. Did y'all understand the math this morning at the church?
I learned it at church.
Yeah. That's from the Bible. How you doing? You want crazy finances? We're not done. You might say, Clark, I've done that and I'm still ain't got crazy finances. Hold on. Hang on. Crazy finances. The fourth word, ingenuity. Can you say that with me? Ingenuity. Ingenuity. You ever heard that guy? Somebody say, well, that guy's just ingenious. Ingenuity. How many think this country, this great country we lived in, was founded by God and informed by some of the greatest minds ever on this planet, ever developed things? In America, the greatest country on the planet. Come on, praise the Lord with me. Minds, thinkers, people that can do stuff! Ingenuity! I mean, things that I can't get off on this, but you just think about what we enjoy today. It's incredible, isn't it? Everything we enjoy, somebody made it in this great land of ours, this nation. Isn't it incredible? Ingenuity. Jacob had ingenuity. Now, I'm going to tell you something. This is probably where you want to get up and leave. This is weird. I never said the Bible wasn't weird. It's weird. Look at it. And he said, what shall I give you for your wages? And Jacob said, thou shalt not give me anything. Huh? If you'll just do this thing for me, I will again feed and I'll keep your flock. We'll just keep things going like they've been going. I'm not asking for something right now, but here's the thing I'd like for you to do when I get ready to leave. I'll pass through all your flock. Today, I'll remove from thence all the speckled and the spotted cattle. These aren't the big daddy, big ones that everybody likes. These are the ones they don't like. Okay, I'm going to go do that. And all the brown cattle among the sheep, and the spotted and speckled among the goats, as such shall be my hire. I'll just take the stuff that folk don't want anyway. How about that? Does that even sound like Jacob? Jacob's smarter than that, ain't he? Okay? So shall my righteousness answer for me in time to come. When it shall come for my hire before your face, everyone that's not speckled and spotted among the goats and brown among the sheep, that shall be counted as stolen with me. Well, sounds like a great deal for who? Laban, right? Say, are y'all all right? Y'all going to sleep on me? Here we go. And Laban said, behold,
I will it be according to your word.
What does that mean? Where we sign right now? Because you're an idiot. Amen? That's what he is saying. You know, he's like, I think Jacob is going, shoot, this guy's as dumb as a box of rocks. I didn't even have to throw Leah in the tent that night. I mean, he's a lunatic. You know what I'm saying? I mean, how could all this happen out of a dumb old mind like his? So he wanted to get it done right then. Amen? The deal. Jacob said, when I leave, I can only take the spotted and streaked livestock. Of course, brown as well among the sheep. Nothing else, otherwise I will be a what? The plain English. So what happened? Very unusual scripture. He removed that day the he-goats that were ring-staked and spotted. All the she-goats that were speckled and spotted, and every one that had some white in it, and all the brown among the sheep, and gave them into the hand of his sons. And he set 3 days' journey, Laban, between himself and Jacob. You got them! That! Oh, Laban liked this deal. And Jacob fed the rest of Laban's flock. So he hadn't left. He's still there. He's still doing. He's still in charge. Here's where it gets weird. Jacob took him rods of green poplar, of the hazelnut and chestnut tree. He peeled white streaks in them. He made the white appear which was in the rods. He set the rods which he had piled before the flocks in the gutters of the watering troughs. And when the flocks came to drink, they should conceive while they came to drink. Okay? Amen? I just want to stop right here. This is weird. I'm from Rockingham. And the flocks conceived before the rods and brought forth cattle, ring-straked, speckled, and spotted. And Jacob did separate the lambs and set the faces of the flocks toward the ring-straked. And all the brown in the flock of Laban. He put his own flock by themselves. He put them not into Laban's cattle. It came to pass, whensoever the stronger cattle conceived, that Jacob laid the rods before the eyes of the cattle in the gutters, that they might conceive among the rods. But when the cattle were feeble, he put them not in there. So the feeble were whose? Laban's. And the stronger were whose? Jacob's. How many thinks this is going to take some effort to do all this? And the man increased exceedingly. He had much cattle, maidservants, men servants, camels, and asses. Now, what does this mean? Let's try to get it down in some plain English. How many are lost? How many go, it's fun, though? Amen. Three of you. Here we go. The plan. Put peeled sticks, different woods, into the watering trough. Through their constant drinking and looking at the sticks, their colors would be altered in reproduction. Do I understand this? No. Do you understand when you grew up, there weren't these little dogs that were this big? Say. Do you remember that? Say. When I was growing up, we didn't have no pink-a-poo or whatever the thing was. It was a Pekingese or it was a poodle. You see what I'm saying? Now, does there have a dog, designer dog in the book? You think they just pop out like that, or you think somebody's working on all that? Somebody give me a clue. All kinds of engineering, variety, types, different things happening in one species that look different and crazy all over the place. This shouldn't be news to you. This kind of stuff happens. Matter of fact, stuff I was reading about where Canaan, where Jacob really came from, this was something that they did there. They practiced there. They were experienced in changing the spots and the stripes and things like that where he came from. I don't know. That was just some data that I read. Now, when the spotted and the streaked were born, he focused on them for reproduction. I got it. Y'all go have babies. All right. So that's what he did. He didn't do this over the weekend. I mean, he worked. He continued to be there for time with them. He put the solid color to focus on the streaked and the spotted. Y'all boys, look at them. What I'm saying is I wouldn't want this job. I would not want to be out the watering trough watching these cows and everybody mating all the time like that. I'd be like, I got to find another way to make a living. I'm telling you that right now. Excuse me.
When his plan was successful, he chose only the strong to reproduce, and he set the feeble aside for his tricky father-in-law. What is ingenuity? Hang in here with me. Jacob had a plan. Jacob worked his plan. And Jacob's plan, what is ingenuity? Pop it up again. I'll say it. Here we go. Jacob had a plan. Jacob worked his plan. Jacob's plan worked. Ingenuity. So keep looking now. Let's do some more math on the board. Here we go. Remember, investment plus initiative equals what? So what is ingenuity? Hang in here with me now, please. Ingenuity is the increase that you have planned and... Would you say that with me? You lost it. Ingenuity is your increase planned and what? So many of us, God has blessed us with increase. What do? We take it, we stick it in a bank maybe and get 0.25% for us, and we wonder why other people are ahead of us. Or we take our money, we give it to a man or a woman to take our money, and now you take it, I don't want anything to do with it, you take it and you go make me money. Now sometimes that works, sometimes it what? Doesn't. I think a lot of times we're lazy with our increase. Y'all hearing what I'm saying? I think we're lazy with our increase. Things that used to work don't work maybe right now. There are other things that will work. There are people, article in the paper this past week, guys coming in, firms coming in, and he's buying houses. Oh, it's a bad time to buy a house. Not for him, it ain't. He's buying houses, paying $40,000, $60,000, selling for $80,000, $90,000. He has to go in, tear out the drywall, fix them up. He's walking away maybe making $30,000. Oh, he used to make $150,000 on a deal. That was then. This is now. So now instead of doing one deal like he used to do a week, he's doing maybe two or three of them. What is he doing? He's a smart cookie is what he is. Are y'all hearing me? Yes or no? So ingenuity is increase planned and worked. If you want increase and you want to have more, you're going to have to think, use your brain, you have to be smart. And you have to take that, and God will bless you. I believe it. Amen. According to the math that I've done on the screen today. Let's keep going. There's a brief interlude, and I got to quit. We're almost done, Raj. He heard the words of Laban's sons. Now, what did they think about all that had happened? They said, Jacob's taken away all that was our father's. And of that which was our father's, and he's gotten himself glory. Look at this. And Jacob beheld the countenance of Laban. Remember him last time? Where do I sign? His countenance has changed. It won't the same anymore. And the Lord said unto Jacob, time to go, buddy. Return to your fathers, to your kindred, and I'm going to go with you. I'll be with you. And I don't want to be ugly again. But it's something how people that don't have want to take from people that do have. And the people that do have, they didn't get what they have because somebody just up and gave it to them. Most of the people that do have is because they worked. Excuse me, Hillary Clinton's going around the world, not just the country now, but the world, saying that the rich don't pay enough. Saying that in Brazil, saying that wherever she's at, the rich need to pay more. When is enough enough? Say. Ooh, I got a quiet audience. Problem with our country, isn't it? The rich ain't giving enough. Problem with our country is we need more people to use their mind, have initiative, work. And my view is get government off my back and out of my way so I can do something. That's just a crazy view I have. But anyway, all right? Point is, you can take that. That won't end the message. Sorry about that. Here we go. We're done with the message. Inheritance. You bless me, I'll bless you back a tenth. Oh, forgot. Yeah, brother, come on. Come on, here's what. Can you come up on the stage with me? It'd be worth your while, I'd say. Here we go. Let's do this. Here we go. You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to give you $100. There's 10 tens there. Now, what I'd like for you to do, that's your money. All 10 of them are yours. I gave them to you. I'm not going to ask them back. But I would like it if you give me one 10 back. I mean, that just make me happy. Appreciate it. God bless you, man. Be good. Have a great day. Amen. Praise the Lord. Awesome. Shoot. Investment. Jamie Curry. Come here, Jamie. I've known Jamie for a long time. My wife and I love Jamie. Been a good mother raising that young man. Strong. Amen. You're a supporter. I love you. It is our honor to bless you. You're a blessing to so many. Here's what I'd like to do, Jamie. Okay? I'd like to give you 10 20s. Okay? It's $200. Okay? And it's yours. All that's yours. But I would like if you give me a 20 back. If you give me that 20, it just make me, you know, happy. Yeah, just get done however you need to do it. There you go. It's your money. Do with it what you want. But I appreciate the 20 back. See you. God bless you. Be good. We love you. All right? Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's give her a hand. Amen. Investment. It's funny. It's funny. Ray's not mad. Jamie's not mad. Charlie's not mad. They're pretty happy today. Amen? Say. The only mad people is those that didn't get it. Maybe you'll get it if you start investing. Whatever you give me, God, I'll give you back a tenth. Number two, initiative. I will go, I will show, I'll work. Number three, increase. Number four, ingenuity is that increase planned and work. And here's the beauty of it all. Inheritance. Look at the last thing, and I'm done with the message. We go way forward in the book of Genesis now, and we look at that little bitty boy, Joseph. He was just a little rascal way back when all this started. Now therefore let Pharaoh, Joseph speaking about a coming problem with Egypt, let Pharaoh look at a man discreet and wise, set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land, and take upon the fifth part of the land in Egypt the seven plenteous years. Let them gather all the food of those good years that come, lay up corn under the hand of Pharaoh. Let them keep food in the cities. And that food shall be for store for the land against the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not through the famine. And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh, in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such a one as this, a man in whom the Spirit of God is to do this plan? And Pharaoh said to Joseph, for as much as God has showed thee all this, there is no one so discreet and wise as you. Thou shalt be over my house. According to thy word shall all the people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than you. You talk about from prison to all the way big elevation. That was a big promotion. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I've set you over all the land of Egypt. And Joseph was, say it with me, 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh. He went throughout all the land of Egypt. And in the seven plenteous years, the earth brought forth by handfuls. And he gathered up the food of the 7 years which was in the land of Egypt. He laid up the food of the cities, the food of the field, which was round about every city, laid he up the same. And Joseph gathered corn as the sand of the sea. Very much. He had been counting the stuff, but it kept counting so much, he had to quit counting. It was without number. Investment plus initiative equals increase. Ingenuity is increase, planned, and worked. Watch the screen. Joseph learned this from his daddy. Did y'all hear me? Inheritance. Joseph learned what he did to save the people of Egypt, to ultimately save the nation of Israel. Where did he learn that kind of savvy and that kind of financial craziness? Where did he learn it from? Somebody tell me. His daddy. Don't you want to know some of that? Man, I do. Crazy finances. Mixed nuts. Amen. Let's thank the Lord for His Word today. You're a great God. That's who you are. Yeah. You're an awesome God right there. Anyway, so that's what I learned in my basement this week. Amen. Let's stand together. Come on. Praise the Lord. I know it's a quick finish, but we're late. Thank you for being here today. I hope that you'll take the message to heart. Number one thing that screws families up is money, finances. I think if you'll take today's message, let it find some good ground in your heart. Amen? Let's pray together. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for being good to us. Thank you, Jesus, because you were rich. You were rich, Jesus. But you became poor for us so that we, through your poverty, might be made rich. And thank you, Lord, you weren't talking about money right there. Thank you that you came and took our place on the cross, gave your life for our sins so that we could have eternal life and live forever. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for becoming sin for us, even though you didn't know any sin. Thank you for being made sin for us so that we might be made the righteousness of God through you, Jesus. I pray if there's anyone here today, Lord, that has not anchored their faith in you, Jesus, I pray today they would bow their knee, they would bow their heart, and they would say, thank you, Jesus, for being made poor for me so that I could be rich and have eternal life. Oh God, speak to our heart, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Would you sing just this little chorus? How great is our God?